If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Wood Trust Business Lunch. Tom Dillon is the owner of JT Medicare Solutions, jtmedicaresolutions.com. He's back in our studio today. Hi, Tom.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Last you visited with us, it was Medicare sign-up time. That window is closed, right?
Annual enrollment period every year from October 15th to December 7th.
Why do they do it that way? Why don't they let you sign up all year long?
Medicare has really, really strict rules about when you can sign up. They have a name for it called enrollment periods. And they have to have a time when they can close the door and just work on what they have instead
of
always signing people up.
Do you know, have there been cuts to Medicare's support services? I mean, is that challenging for people right now?
Right now, what people are most worried about that I hear from people as they're turning 65 is the talks about cutting back on Social Security staff.
Yeah.
We have 10,000 people every single day turning 65 in the United States.
10,000 people signing up every day, or eligible to.
Right. So Social Security's offices have over 120,000 calls every day. Their offices have over 200,000 visitors every day. And if you cut back on their staff by 7,000 people, And
Social Security administers Medicare?
Correct. Nobody actually works for Medicare. Everybody works for Social Security.
I see.
Social Security administer.
And then you've also heard that they are closing some offices, and they also want to close down the phone service for people.
That's correct.
Is that going to happen? It hasn't yet,
It hasn't happened yet, and it does scare people. Believe it or not, you know, when you're turning 65, some of my clients are people that are writing, internet code. But some of my people don't have email addresses or smartphones. So forcing people to identify on the computer, it's not a good system. There's too many people out there.
Challenging to them. Well, what was the purpose? We don't need to spend a lot of time on this, but why would you eliminate the phone service? Why would you close down some offices?
That's not really clear, other than fraud, waste, and abuse. They're just trying to cut back on what they don't understand is why are we spending so much money on this? Well, these are services that people have earned their whole life. They've contributed to Medicare since they first started working. Now we're reversing the course of that. It is time to, you know, get your Social Security, get your Medicare.
You said off the air this is the reverse of the baby boom.
That's correct.
Can you explain that?
Well, in between 1945 and 1963, we had like 70 million people born in the United States. And baby boomers come through the population as a giant population. 1959, the year you were born, was the biggest year for babies ever.
Really?
Yeah, 61, and 57, and in order. 59 is the first. So those people are turning 65 this year. Every year, every day in the United States, 10,000 people turn 65.
And then turn to Medicare.
That's correct.
Well, what does that mean? Because if you're 65 and you're still working, do you care about this?
You can. You don't have to. As long as you've got what's called credible coverage, you never have to sign up for Medicare. But you can sign up. Only about half the people today sign up for Medicare Parts A and B because they have coverage through their employer. It's this guy I know, John Williams. He's turning 65, and he's got great coverage through his employer. He's not going to sign up for Medicare. He's going to keep working for a while. And then when he finally retires, he can sign up for Medicare Part B and get a supplement or an Advantage plan.
I think people are worried or petrified that they won't sign up for the right thing at the right time.
I get those calls every single day.
What are some rules that we should be aware of about
that? Huge rules. When you turn 65, the 3 months before you turn 65, the month of, and the 3 months after, you got a 7-month window where you can sign up for any Medicare plan that's available in your zip code. Medicare plans are given out by zip code, and nobody can ask you any health care questions. They're not allowed to. And you have to get the policy, and they can't charge you a nickel more than they charge anybody else. But when John Williams turned 65, he kept his employer coverage. When he's 69 and he retires and he goes to sign up for Part B in a supplement, instead of having 7 months, he's got 60 days. And if you miss that 60-day period, you won't get guaranteed coverage. They get to underwrite you, and it can wind up costing you a lot more money.
Go back to the first part of that. You said that if you do sign up within that seven-month window, they can't ask you questions about your health care.
They can't ask
you. Because we want to absolutely ensure that people will be able to get medical coverage.
The best coverage, correct.
The best coverage. Well, who's writing the policies? What policies are we talking about?
Well, Medicare has two separate parts. There's the part covered by Medicare, Part A and B. And once you sign up for A and B, you find out, usually, unfortunately, that's the first time people find out, that Medicare is an 80-20 plan. They only cover 80% of your bills. You need something that covers the other 20. I mean, sometimes a heart attack costs $1 million. And if you only had 80% coverage, you could be on the hook for another $200,000. You might have another heart attack. So the insurance companies, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Cigna, Humana.
Those are the companies that are writing these policies.
That's correct.
Keep going.
And when you turn 65, they have to take you, no matter how sick you are,
okay,
during that seven-month window. But you only get one bite at that magic Medicare apple. After you've been on a Medicare supplement for a number of years, as they go up in price, people start to shop them. And I can find them for them. But if you have a pre-existing condition, they can hold that against you and not offer you coverage.
What about if that pre-existing condition wasn't disclosed in that first seven-month window? Do you stay hidden with that pre-existing condition? Do you ever have to disclose that you have a heart ailment?
There's this thing called an MIB. It stands for Medical Information Bureau Report. Everybody's got one. You've got one, I've got one, everybody's got one. Anytime your doctor makes a note in your file, it shows up in your MIB.
Really?
When you sign up the application for a Medicare supplement, you're giving the insurance company permission to pull your MIB.
I see.
If it says cancer, if it says COPD, if it says heart issues, and you don't have guaranteed issue, they're not going to offer you coverage.
Hmm.
Or maybe they will, but they'll offer it at substantially higher rates.
So if you are that first 80%, and it could be United Healthcare or Blue Cross Blue Shield, mm-hmm, right? So if I, how do I know which policy is going to be, which company, what policy is going to be better?
Well, there's standardization in the industry. And the gold standard right now is Medicare Plan G. All Medicare Plan G Medicare supplements have the same coverage. They have to cover all the holes in Medicare except for one, and they're all the same in coverage. The only difference between a Medicare policy Plan G from United Healthcare and Blue Cross Blue Shield and Cigna and Humana and Aetna, any of those companies, is how much it costs you. They each have different premiums, and they can be wildly different. There can be a $100 difference between Company A and Company D.
Well, if the coverage is the same but the cost is different, then do you automatically pick the lower cost one?
Surprisingly, no. So one of the things that we do is we subscribe to a service that looks at each company individually. And this is what I do with people. I send them their Medicare comparisons, and I'll show them five or six companies in their area that's accepting policies, and then I'll show them the differences between the companies. So Blue Cross Blue Shield, 70,000 people in the Chicago area, huge company, right? There's another company only has 860 some people in it.
Employees, you mean?
No, I'm talking about people that are covered by their Medicare supplements.
70,000 versus 800. Okay, right. Keep going.
So if you're with the company that's only got 800 and they suddenly had 10 or 12 people get very sick and ran up their bills, what's going to happen to your premium if you're with that company?
I would imagine it's going to go up.
Correct.
Is that company, though, with the fewer people luring me with a lower price, though?
That's exactly what they're doing.
So even though it's a lower price, I might be more vulnerable to a price increase.
And then the next time when price goes up and we go to change you, I might not be able to get you across because of a pre-existing condition.
So do you explain that to somebody? I mean, maybe they'll take the chance that the rates will stay low. You know what I mean?
We explain that to every single person. Every single person gets an email, or we print them out in person, and I show them five or six different companies. And we go down and we look at the profit losses or the loss ratios of the company. We want to know if they're making money or if they're losing money. Because if the insurance company is losing money, they're sure not going to lose money for long. And they're going to make that up by charging you more in premiums.
There's an insurance company that's losing money?
Yes, there's several of them.
Okay, it's 12:45. You may have a question, too. This is Tom Dillon. He's that guy whose commercials you hear sometimes. JT Medicare Solutions. And just the hook, I think, for your business, if you will, from an advertising standpoint, is that when I use your service, you don't charge me.
That's correct.
because the insurance companies pay you.
That's correct.
So Blue Cross or this smaller company would compensate you.
Absolutely. And the amount that they pay me is regulated. So every insurance company that I sell for Medicare Plan G pays me the same way. Every Medicare supplement plan pays me the same way. Every Medicare Advantage plan pays me the same way.
Which is probably a good way, then. You're not incentivized to steer me in a certain direction.
That's correct.
Okay. You have a question, 312-981-7200. That's Tom Dillon from JT. T as in Tom, JT Medicare Solutions, jtmedicaresolutions.com. We've got just a few more minutes with Tom Dillon, the owner of JT Medicare Solutions. He's that guy that helps you sign up for Medicare. He doesn't charge you. And he is busy these days. True?
Very, very.
Three quick questions from our listeners online. Has the $2,000 limit on the outlay for senior prescriptions that went in January been killed yet?
Not yet. Not yet. Now, that law has some, you know, dark spots to it. That $2,000 limit only applies to drugs that are covered by Medicare. So if you're taking a drug that's not covered by Medicare, the $2,000 limit doesn't apply.
I thought you have to sign up for Medicare when you turn 65, but you don't have to take it. You have to sign up when you're 60, but you don't have to take it yet if you're still working. Is there a penalty if you sign up for Medicare after your 65th birthday?
Only if you didn't have credible coverage beforehand. You never have to sign up for Medicare as long as you have other credible coverage. And you know you have credible coverage because if your coverage isn't credible, you receive a letter every January that's very tersely worded that says this is not credible coverage. So if you never got one of those, you're okay.
This is Jerry. You're on WGN. Jerry, how can we help you? You're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering what the 60-day period is. I turned 67 and I'm going to be in May, and I'm going to retire in October. I think I am anyhow. What's the 60-day period for open enrollment for me?
Your special enrollment period called losing employer coverage will begin the last day, the day after your coverage from your employer ends.
And then he's got 60 days. And
then he's got 60 days. Now, what we'd want to do with you, Jerry, is make sure that you'd signed up for Medicare A and B 2 months before your retirement date. Make sure you've got that Part A and Part B coverage, and then would sign up for either a Medicare Advantage plan or a Medicare supplement and a drug plan before your retirement date, so that the first day you were retired, the first day you weren't covered by your employer coverage, we'd have these new policies that would kick in for you that very day.
But you
day.
Said it was 60 days after.
Right, but we can sign him up for 2 months before and then have it take place the day he loses coverage from his employer. I don't want to wait for 60 days. I don't want him to go without coverage for 60 days. I wanted to get him that coverage that very first
day. And then that scenario we described, you've got 60 days to sign up. In that 60-day interim, you don't have any insurance then?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's why we do it the other way.
Yeah, right. Is there any way to lock in my costs permanently? No, it renews every year, right?
Unfortunately, no. Medicare Part B premiums go up every year. Medicare supplements go
up. How much have they gone up?
Medicare Part B 10 years ago was $104, and now it's $185.
You said off the air 19% and 40% for some age groups?
There's a very, very big insurance company here in the United in the Chicago area, and across the board for their Medicare supplements, they had 19% increases. And if you were over age 80, they started to increase your cost by 40% this year.
What last thing do you want to say?
I've been blessed by falling into this industry that I never wanted to have anything to do with. I never wanted to be in Medicare. I get to help people through something that creates a lot of stress and anxiety. I get to help them through something that's really important. It's their health care. And I get to do it, and somebody else pays me.
Yeah, I mean, it's not me.
No,
it's not
you.
Your client. It's the insurance
company. The insurance companies, yes.
It's
the best gig I've ever not wanted and really feel blessed to have been put into.
And that's JT Medicare Solutions. So Tom Dillon is in our studio. His business is JT Medicare Solutions. If you want him to help you, I'm sorry we don't have time for all our calls and texts, jtmedicaresolutions.com. Okay, Tom.
Thank you, John.